Welcome back, everybody. It's Mark Steiner right here on The Mark Steiner Show. Good to have you with us continuing here. We're going to talk now about the latest production at Everyman Theater called Noises Off, which I saw the other night, which is one of the funniest productions I have seen in years, bar none. I laugh from the opening to the close. And we're here with Bruce Nelson, who plays Frederick Fellows in that play. He's a resident company member. Good to see you once again.
Thank you,
Bruce.
Good to be back.
And Lewis Shaw, who's the resident fight choreographer for Everyman. And I can see why you were a part of this play. Good to see you, Lewis.
A pleasure to be here.
And I've also known for years in our work in theater, and I learned a great deal from you over the years past.
Oh, my.
You did. So, well, gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you.
Let's talk about this play. So, Bruce, I mean, this play. So tell our listeners what this play is and where it comes from.
Well, it's a British company. I mean, it was written in the 80s, it seems to me, if I've got the date right. And it's about a British company that is trying to put on a farce. And everything that could go wrong does go wrong. The first act is them getting the play up on its feet. The second act, everything turns around and we see all of the, I guess it's months later on tour, and we see all of what's happened with the show. And then the set again revolves, and Act Three is months later again, and everything that's falling apart in the show. So the theater lover who knows what it must be like to watch things come apart is going to love this. And even if you're not the theater, regular theater goer, there's a lot to love about it.
It's really, really funny.
It's a slapstick and farce at its best, slamming doors.
Right.
And,
farcical slapstick is what I call it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Farcical slapstick.
And it's a farce about a farce about a farce.
So it's a meta. There.
May the farce be with you.
Mm-hmm.
We could play with that kind of word all day long.
All day long.
So I know why you're here, Lewis. I mean, you are the kind of the movement fight choreographer, and that's what you do. Watching this play, having been somebody who's been associated with theater for most of his life, I mean, I could see what happened in the rehearsals, the work you had to do to make this work.
Constant.
Those scenes where, especially in the second act, where people are just tripping and falling and pulling objects, and one person grabs the next object and is falling over his or her head, and there's axes, and there's people falling down steps, and there's but just the timing. What you have to do timing to catch something somebody else is dropping, whether it's a bottle or a rag or whatever that is, getting your bloody noses as your character gets, Bruce. Talk about that. How do you do that?
Luckily, the script is very specific. And if you just state what's written in the script.
Yeah, but it's one thing reading a line saying somebody grabs an axe, takes the axe from the person, falls backwards, the axe goes this way, the other person grabs the axe is one thing. Making it happen is another thing.
It's another thing. You just rehearse it over and over again. You find something that's funny, and luckily we have a gifted comedic cast.
Yes, really.
Who are very willing to just put it out there as far as they possibly can to get the laugh. And then you just repeat it. You find something that's funny, and you repeat it, and you repeat it, and you repeat it, and then you stitch it together with the next little section, and stitch that together with the next little section. And thank God I'm not in it, because I couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, but you were in a sense choreographing it, which means in some senses teaching it, working the actors to get it done. So how long did that take to really kind of get that timing down to make that happen?
Weeks and weeks. In Act Two, which is really the slapstickiest part of it, I guess, you can only rehearse it for so long. The actors will burn themselves out. If you go past 3 hours, the actors are looking at you and their eyes are crossing. We all get a little testy after a while.
Sure.
And I would argue that it's right about now in the run that we feel like we have it in our bones and in our body, and there's a smoothness to it where it all is making sense, not only intellectually but physically, that it takes time for all that repetition to integrate.
Yeah, your body has to remember it. Your brain can't remember that stuff. So you have the kinesthetic memory that kicks in.
Right. It's body memory.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So, one of the things this shows, I think, is the comedic talent in your ensemble. I mean, every parody, everybody to a person, was just hilarious in their roles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, each one of you created these embodied these characters, and they were... You know, you can embody Shakespeare, but embodying real comedy is something very hard to do.
Comedy is not easy.
Oh,
there's no wiggle room. You got to land the moment, and the timing, of course, is has to be precise, and it's mind-numbing getting there, for sure.
It is indeed. But I think it has a big payoff.
Huge. The audiences are going away just crazed, having had such fun.
I mean, the audiences are going away in tears. I mean, with laughter.
Yeah.
I just can't tell you. I mean, there's somebody who sat there and watched it. You know, I'm not an easy person to make laugh in theater. I'm really not. Maybe it's because I can get kind of, you know, stuffy about it since I've been in that world for a while. But I don't. I said, okay, it'll be fine. Let's see how funny they can really be. But I'm telling you, I could not stop laughing. My head hurt at the end of the evening.
Well, you know, it also helps that, with one exception, this group of actors and Vinny and myself and the designers have done I don't know how many shows together, because it's all company members, with the exception of Emily Kester, who is brilliant.
She's the dark-haired woman.
She's the blonde.
Oh, the blonde, the young woman, the youngest woman in the cast. Right.
She's new to us, but came in.
She was great.
Full guns blazing.
Man.
You can take the role of dumb blonde and destroy it and overplay it. She just had it down.
I think that because she never comments on it. It's just straight up.
Right.
So you never see her playing a thing. She's just that person.
And Vinny was big on get to the reality, the truth, the grounded of why the character is the way they are, rather than playing a caricature. So he was, he hit that all the time. Keep it true. And yeah, you give yourself over to the truth of it, and you know, you end up with an I Love Lucy kind of situation where it's someone who's befuddled.
So when you're doing these kinds of productions, I mean, let's take two things. I mean, I said a comedy is hard. I'm going to get to that in a moment. But also, you can get hurt. Mm. You can physically get hurt, Bruce, in these roles you play, right?
You know, if you're doing it, there's going to be a bump and a bruise and a scrape here and there.
Right.
Despite being really, really, really careful with this precise choreography, there's human error.
No, there's not.
I mean, there's no human error. Everything's fine. No one
ever gets hurt.
Ever.
Yeah, right. Ever gets hurt. I monitor all my actors for bruises constantly. So I will literally go in.
What does that entail?
I go in and I look at their arms and I look at their legs to see if they have marks. I have to change.
You're serious? You really do?
Yeah, I absolutely do. And particularly on a show like this. It's very stunt heavy.
It's very physical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Danny in particular, Danny Gavigan, who plays Roger, has got some major falls and jumps.
Yes,
and
right.
He's padded. He wears a whole body suit of
armor.
Does he?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
To break his fall as he comes down the stairs. Has to.
And then having to leapfrog up the steps and jump down.
Leapfrog up both feet together.
Right.
He does some great falls.
Yeah.
I look at his falls occasionally and go, are you okay?
And the audience gets, you know, the ooh, ah, oh, kind of, is everything all right?
Yeah.
And then when it all kind of breaks apart, we find out that it is all right. They can sort of give over to the laughter. But
well, so as an actor, this is I think it's curious when people see this play, they probably ask themselves this question. It's not easy to do comedy. I mean, it's not easy to be funny. Mm-hmm. You know, there's stand-up comedy, which is a whole different world than what we're talking about here. So, do you think that every actor who can play a brilliant, serious role can also do comedy?
I wonder if somewhere in there is the rhythms, because comedy is so much about rhythm. Are the rhythms in there to sort of be drawn out? And I would imagine if you've got a skilled performer, that they're certainly not going to come to the table without any awareness of comedy and what it requires. So I think you have some who the serious stuff is more drawn out, and that's what they tend to do. People who have the comedy chops, that's more drawn out. But I think it's in there. It's in, and it needs to be pulled on. So I think we all have the potential, and I think some are stronger at it because maybe they've had more practice or they come to it more naturally. Others less so, but it's in there.
Because, I mean, you have this ensemble,
Yeah.
It's a brilliant ensemble. I mean, I think Baltimore really has to understand how brilliant the ensemble that Every Man really is.
Yeah.
And that you folks have stayed in the region doing this kind of theater when you could be elsewhere doing this, committed to this. And that makes a difference, doesn't it? I mean, in terms of you being able to interact with another actor because you've done so many other plays with them of different kinds.
And certainly the give and take in the rehearsal process and the give and take in the performing is very, very different. You're working with friends and family, so you have that kind of shorthand, that kind of knowledge of each other, and that's very important.
Were you about to say, Lewis? I saw you were about to say something.
I was going to make a quip. It's not important.
Quip ahead.
I've forgotten it by now.
It goes, you know, for Lewis as well as having him part of the family. And interestingly, in this process, he was there from day one on through, and usually it's he comes in for chunks of time, works his segments, and then he's on to something else. But
yeah, I was there for every minute of every rehearsal.
And because why?
Because it's so much stuff going on, so spread out. So we would get to a certain place, and Vinny would go, go ahead and do this. And I'd be like, okay, well, let's do this. And it becomes very mathematical for a little bit, and then we go back to the normal acting process, because certainly the slapstick process is not a normal acting process. And it's got to work.
What do you mean by that? That when you said that, I mean that slapstick is not a normal acting process.
In the normal process, I'm looking for an actor to bring a lot of emotionality to things and to feed me a lot of information about what they think and what they want and what they want to have happen. And this is very specifically written. So it's got to be a certain way. And you have to be over there by the time this person comes in on the next place. So we can't kind of feel our way through it. Like we would be able to in a lot of occasions, but not with this kind of information.
So if comedy is math, then I guess the serious stuff is more poetry. I guess
that's interesting.
Yeah, that's right.
The comedy is really mathematical. You've got to be here at this point to catch the plate. You can't be an inch or two one way or the other. There's no wiggle room.
And it works in a very mathematic fashion. If you time it this way, it's funny. If you drop a beat or add a beat, it just simply ceases to be funny. I don't know exactly why that is, but I know it's true.
Yeah, I was in a show where there was a costume change and it had to be very, very quick. And the director said, I've done this show before. If the costume change takes 5 minutes, the audience will lose their minds. If it takes 6 minutes, not so much. That it has to be that quick of a turnaround for the audience to just react.
Again, the timing here is everything in this play. I mean, that's you can't just put this play on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean...
Right. There's an impossibility factor to comedy, too. Like, did that just happen?
Right.
And you're factoring in that element that, okay, I didn't see that coming. The surprise, I guess, the magic of it.
So I'm going to take a short break here. We're not leaving. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play you a clip from this play to get you a sense of this. We'll come back to our two fellows here, Bruce Nelson, who's in the cast in the play. He plays Frederick Fellows in Noises Off, and Lewis Shaw, who is the resident flight choreographer. And what we're about to hear is the opening of Act 3, to give you just a feel and a sense of what this play is.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, welcome to the old Fish Market Theatre, Lois, or rather, the Municipal Theatre, Stockton-on-Tees. For this evening's performance of Nothing On, we apologize for the slight delay in starting tonight, which is due to circumstances.
Hands off Freddy, old man!
Who was trying to get their hands on Freddy?
Due to circumstances.
You don't know him, you know.
Beyond our control. We ask you to bear with us for a moment while we deal with her, with them, with the circumstances. I should perhaps say, with tonight's performance of the play, our long and highly successful tour...
Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize for the delay in starting tonight, which is due to
circumstances.
highly successful tour is on its very last legs. Its very last leg. Thank you
Thank
for
you
your...
for your cooperation and understanding.
I sincerely trust... I sincerely trust there will be no other... no other hiccups. No other holdups. So, ladies and gentlemen, please sit back and enjoy the remains of the evening.
So what you just heard was the opening of the third act. And the twists from the first act to the second act to the third act, I'm telling you, in this play are just amazing. And I sat there in my seat, did not go to the lobby, because I was so interested in watching the set change, which is just amazing to watch, how the set is done. And we'll talk about that in a moment here. I'm here with Bruce Nelson, who is a resident company member of Everyman Theater. In this production of Noises Off, this incredible comedy, he plays Frederick Fellows, and Lewis Shaw is with us. He is the resident fight choreographer, and they need a choreographer for this production. The timing is everything. But what were you about to say, Bruce, as I was...
Well, I was just thinking about the nature of the set change.
Yeah.
And how you have this major center section on a pivot point, and then you've got two sections, I guess, on either end that have to revolve and turn, and you've got a crew that is at breakneck pace.
Breakneck, exactly, yes.
Mm-hmm. They've got to, in either 15 minutes or, I guess, 10 minutes, have to get that set turned around, and they've got it down to a science.
They have it down to 8.
Is that right?
They have it down to 8.
Wow. 8 minutes, I'm
saying? 8 minutes. And, you know, pardon me, we talk about the cast, and we talk about the direction and the choreographer, but there are also the people who have designed the set and the people who bring the props in. So much of the show is driven on specialty props that have been created in-house. I don't know how many hundreds of sardines.
Thank you, Jillian.
Thank you, Jillian.
Were those real sardines?
No.
No.
I'm just checking.
They're but fishing lures. They're,
oh, okay, because they looked floppy.
There's a bunch of different kinds of sardines.
I was asking.
There are sardines that stay on the plate. There are sardines that fall off the plate. There are sardines that are slimy. There are sardines that have Velcro on them. Not to give that trick away, but I guess I just did.
It's all right.
So, yeah, there's all kinds of different sardines. There are three different phones. There are axes.
I never got the impression that our props, Jillian, who did all the props, was being driven mad, that the hair was being pulled.
No.
Was not.
No.
It was not. It just seemed like she was cool as a cucumber, and if there needed to be three phones manufactured from scratch out of a mold, then it got done. But amazing.
She was working on this for a long time.
That's true. She did have some advance, plenty of advance, I guess, warning.
Vinny and Jillian and myself and the other designers have been kind of planning this out for months.
So when we got into rehearsal,
we knew most of what was going to happen.
So, I mean, the company members themselves, I've watched you all do so many performances over the years. So different, about so many different kinds of plays, but different kinds of authors, different periods of time, different kind of characters. That to watch you all be able to do this kind of timing together, you know, it's like my godson is the basketball coach at Poly. One of my godchildren is. And, he's an amazing basketball coach, and so I watch him coach these kids at Poly and take this team where he's taking it, and it's like watching choreography, how they have to move and pet. But that's what this is.
Yeah, I would imagine that watching a basketball game, you said basketball or baseball?
Basketball.
Yeah. I would imagine watching something like that be expertly played is a lot like watching some crazy comedy, that there's good give and take and good listening, and everyone is on point and ready to receive. And
so, folks, I want to tell you, you do not want to miss this production. And I'm not saying this just because we do our World of the Play, which is coming up at Everyman Theater, but because this is an incredibly powerful play in comedy. It is funny. You will die laughing from the beginning to the end. The actors are amazing. The choreography is amazing. It is a farcical slapstick that's some of the best I've seen. Noises Off, and it runs through June 18th. 8 performances a week.
A week.
June 18th. You do not want to miss this play. So let me encourage you all to make the phone call at 410-752-2208, which is the box office, and get your ticket, or go to Everyman Theater. That's R-E at the end. EverymanTheater.org. And get your tickets and check this play out. This age we're living in is insane. And so we all need to laugh. Mm. And I needed this last night so much just to be able to laugh, to laugh, to laugh. Bruce Nelson, great to see you in the house again.
Excellent.
Great
to be
work.
Here.
Great
Thank
work.
You.
Louis Shaw, always good to see you, my friend.
Always a pleasure, sir.
And great work to you, too.
Thank you very much.